Goskowski's pretty good at everything he does. So, you know, they're the type of kickoff team that if they want to challenge you, he has enough control over the ball that he can keep it in and make you return it. So, they, you know, really on every front, they're a really well coached and highly talented football team. We know that.
What makes Matthew Slater so good? He's got six Pro Bowls.
Yeah, effort, burning desire to make plays. That guy, his entire career, that's been his MO. I mean, his desire. He'll be blocked early in the down, and 30 yards later, he's making the play downfield or upfield, whatever happens. But his, man, if you watch him on film, it is awesome. It's impressive.
Yeah. What's it take to get more guys like that?
A culture. It's culture, and that's where I've come up short, you guys, so far. I haven't created that culture here yet. That's what I need to do. I mentioned it last week, and I got to keep mentioning it. And I'm trying to drive that home to the guys, man. Every day we have got to have that culture. We've got to have guys with that attitude like Matthew Slater, that leadership attitude. Guys who take pride in special teams. We have a couple, but it needs to be contagious, and it needs to spread throughout that meeting room and be translated onto the practice field. That's on me. I got to create that, and that's why I'm here. I realize that, and I've come up short up to this point, and so I owe it to the franchise, the staff, and this team to get that thing rolling.
Who are some of those guys right now that are leading the way?
Man, there's so many of them. I don't want to miss anybody, but Benny and Cody Latimer. Jano, there's so many of Verge on the offensive side of the ball, just to name a couple on the offensive side of the ball. On the defensive side of the ball, you got Will Parks, even Justin Simmons, who is a starting safety. But he comes up to me every week and says, "Hey, coach, if you need me, I got you. You know, I'll play as many phases as you want." Well, we don't ask him to do that, but that's the type of stuff we need right there. And then you got your Kasim Adebali's and Zaire Anderson's. And it's just, there's a long list. I don't like to name names because I'm always afraid I'm going to miss somebody. But the guys know who they are. They know who they are. The guys who are bought in and the guys who are passionate about special teams. And we got some rookies that have stepped up too, like Jamal Carter and Brennan Langley. He's getting better. Those type of guys. So.
Joe Jones, Tiki wanted a little more speed.
Yes, Mike. He's an inside linebacker who can run. He was a 110 meter hurdle state champion in the state of Illinois, and I think he finished sixth in the 100 meter dash. So he can roll, and he's a very sharp kid too. I mean, we've been meeting with him during the week, and so I'm excited to see him on the field as well. Yes, it was. It was infectious, and that's what it is. It starts within the core, and it needs to spread, and it needs to be driven home every day to those guys. And what happens is, once you have a little bit of success, then that's when it takes off. And like in New England, they've had success for many, many years, and it's just it's a culture now. When you come in there, you're expected to perform at a certain level on special teams, whether you're a starter or not on offense and defense. I mean, it's awesome how they roll guys through there. You see starters running down on kickoff. You see starters playing on punt. You see starters playing on really every phase. So that's the attitude. That's the approach that we want. And yes, we had that in Detroit, and we had good special teams units there because of that.
Did Sunday convince you that Brandon's worked his way out of whatever was bothering him early in the year?
Yeah, I think Max back in his groove, and you know, kickers are like that. They're gonna go through phases, but yeah, you can see he's got confidence now, and that's good to see.
For Isaiah, how important for his confidence was that 44 yards?
I think it was very important, but we can't stop there. We can't be happy with that 44 yard return, because when we turned on the film on Monday, you know, if Zaya stays outside and hits the sideline and just trusts his speed, it's a house call. It's a touchdown. So we're right there. But it's not good enough. We have to get over the hump. And once we do that, then the hope is that will be contagious, and that will spark the cultural change. And you know, guys, we have to believe every time we take the field that we're going to score, that we have that opportunity. And if we do that, then that will lead to that.
Is that something that just has to come with time, and the fact that he has to trust that his speed on this level is good enough to get in there?
It is. It's a confidence thing. He has to, over time, outrun a couple people to say, "Oh, okay, that guy had the angle on me, but you know, I dropped the hammer and rolled, and he didn't catch me." So That's exactly what it is. It's just it's comes with time and gaining confidence, no question. Yeah.
Do you have Booker as a return? I mean, you did all he could to.
Yeah, Hey, kudos to Book, man. He's another guy who stepped in, who I wanted to mention, you know, as an offensive special teams guy. He's a guy who's never played teams, really, in his life. And he stepped in, and he's become a four-phaser for us. Plus, he plays snaps on offense. But he is tough. He doesn't complain. He asks the right questions. He hasn't had any missed assignments. He's running down as the fast five on kickoff, which you guys know. I mean, there's a lot of movement there, a lot of shrapnel. So it takes a tough guy to do that, to step in and do that, who's never done it. And so I commend Book for that big time.
Rock, is it hard balance? You keep saying you need that play, but you have to sort of find, give them confidence to make the play you need to get them. Is that a weird sort of balance?
It is, and that's on me to get that confidence in those guys, get them to believe in the scheme, get them to believe in their ability, which is why, you know, we keep it simple and we let them play fast, because that builds confidence. And then, you know, show them on tape, look, man, this is how it's done correctly. This is how it's not done correctly. So make them understand better what's right and wrong. Again, that's on me. And I've been all talk up to this point, man. We got to perform.
Has it been different to run the show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's great. I mean, that's what everybody wants. They want a chance to put their stamp on it.
Is it a delicate balance, though, playing fast but also avoiding penalties?
You know, I think that if you look across the league, special teams-wise anyway, the highest penalized teams are the more aggressive, more physical teams who are at the top in the rankings. So it's that kind of risk-reward approach. I want our guys to be physical. I want our guys to go take shots. I want our guys to be on the forefront, you know, pushing, not reacting all the time. Okay, we have to be on the forefront. That's the thing. In attack mode. I mean, that's the word I'm trying to find. I apologize. So in attack mode, man.
Isn't it awesome you're up here for such a long time? You haven't had to answer one question about a place kicker.
That's just true.
A couple weeks ago, it was like 10 minutes about place kicker.
You're right, Darren. Yeah, that is a great.
So it goes away. Right? Yeah, I mean, you can fix certain things.
You can fix certain things. Yeah, you can. And then to Brandon's credit, to B-Mac's credit, he's self-corrected as well. He figured out what was the issue, and he addressed it, and he self-corrected. So that's him being a good pro. That's what that comes down to.
Has Riley also gotten past that punt against the Chargers and gotten better?
He's got better. In fact, he had a really good game this past week. I mean, a 46.7-yard net against a really good return team in Philadelphia. So I was really proud of the guys, how they played last week in the punt game, no question.
Is that kind of weird for you that you probably had your best special teams game across the board, but the team had –
Yeah, it's ironic, and it, you know, it Vance says it all the time, man, fellas, we gotta start clicking on all cylinders. That's what good teams do, and we're not there yet. We gotta get there.
With Booker in the mix, how do you decide who the returner on kickoffs is gonna be?
If Book is up and he's rolling, he's gonna be the guy, because we can trust him. He mechanically, he's good. He's tough. And then that way we can free up, great athletes like Cody and B. Langley to play other places and to fill in some gaps on maybe like on the front line that we need, et cetera, et cetera. So it's good. They all complement each other. But we're really happy to have Book back there.
Thank you,
guys. Appreciate it.